Senator Barry O'Sullivan wants to introduce a bill for a commission of inquiry into bad behaviour by the banks. The inquiry would be similar to a royal commission. While the government is focused on same-sex marriage and citizenship, Senator O'Sullivan has told the ABC this is a crucial issue.
In my view, there's no more important piece of business. Millions and millions of Australians have been affected by the behaviour of the banks over time. They show almost an autistic disregard for prudential regulation and law, and it's time for these people to have their day in court.
It would only take two government MPs to cross the floor in the lower house to bring on debate. And Senator O'Sullivan says there are enough MPs who are willing to do so.
Well, there could be as many as four. There are a couple on the public record, of course. George Christensen's one, Lou O'Brien's another, who's indicated that he's at 50-50.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten says his party continues to back a royal commission.
The Labor Party is absolutely committed to a banking royal commission to make sure that we improve the standard of ethics, the standard of treatment of consumers in Australia by the big, powerful banks.
He says the banks continue to do the wrong thing by customers and something must be done.
Every time there is a financial scandal in Australia, every time thousands of people get ripped off, we hear from the banks, it was just a one-off incident. We're very sorry, it'll never happen again. And then the next time you open the pages of Australia's financial press, yet again we discover another scandal and another problem.
But Treasurer Scott Morrison says a royal commission is unnecessary.
We've increased the powers of ASIC, we've increased the resources of ASIC, we've introduced the bank levy, we've introduced a new complaints authority with teeth, which means that people can get access to resolution of their cases. So what we need to do is take action now, not create some sort of Q&A for QCs.
The government's leader in the lower house, Christopher Pyne, has deflected questions about MPs crossing the floor and says a banking inquiry is not a priority.
Well, look, what will be in terms of votes in the House of Representatives. There may well be motions moved or not moved, but that isn't the item of business the public are expecting us to deal with. The public are expecting us to deal with marriage equality and to resolve any doubts around the eligibility of MPs to sit in the parliament because of dual citizenship.
Christopher Pyne has also revealed that next week's scheduled parliamentary sitting in the lower house will be delayed. MPs will return on December 4 instead of November 27 as originally planned. The government says the move is necessary to allow the Senate to pass same-sex marriage legislation before it's voted on in the lower house. The government also wants to resolve the dual citizenship saga. All MPs and senators will need to disclose their status by the 5th of December.